Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, November 20th. Two Davenport police officers were injured while responding to a burglary early yesterday morning. According to a news release from the Davenport Police Department, officers arrived at the home in the 400 block of East 12th Street just after 5 a.m. During a struggle, one officer fired a shot. The subject and both officers were injured. One officer was transported to a hospital with serious injuries. The Scott County Sheriff's Office will investigate the incident. Work begins tonight on next year's budget for the Rock Island City Council. City staff will present a proposed $117 million spending plan. City Manager Randy Tweet says Rock Island is in good shape financially, but must bring in some new revenue.
What we've done the past couple of years is we made some temporary fixes at budget time in order to balance the budget for the year, and you can't continue to do that. So at some point, we need to make some type of permanent fix. So in the future, we don't run into a problem where we are in a serious financial condition. That's our goal.
The proposed budget includes an increase of 9% in the property tax rate to $2.60 per $1,000 assessed value. For the owner of a $100,000 home in the city, they would pay an additional $60 per year. Along with raising revenue, Tweet says the city will reduce spending by eliminating 5 jobs, delaying some purchases, and delaying some infrastructure projects. After several work sessions, final approval is expected next month. More than 60 years after they became one way through downtown Davenport, city officials are considering restoring 3rd and 4th Streets to two-way traffic. Herb Trix reports.
Last week, the Downtown Davenport Partnership presented recommendations to the City Council. Partnership Executive Director Kyle Carter says 3rd and 4th Streets were both changed to one-way traffic in 1954, but downtown Davenport has changed a lot since then.
Sears isn't here anymore. There aren't giant trucks delivering furniture and goods into the downtown with thousands of cars coming and going. It's a very different type of feel. You know, that was the justification for the one-ways in the first place.
Instead of helping motorists go through the downtown as quickly as possible, Carter says the street should be changed to promote the downtown neighborhood for residents and for businesses.
There's also the economic vitality that you get from retail businesses that aren't being flown by at 45 miles an hour, let alone the safety elements of walking across 3rd and Brady to the Adler Theater and not fearing for your life.
Andy thinks two-way streets would make it easier for visitors to find their way through downtown Davenport. City staff is now looking at the possible costs of converting 3rd and 4th Streets. I'm Herb Trix.
The Quad Cities has joined a national program to honor and help people who take care of wounded, ill, and injured veterans. Hidden Heroes supports military caregivers. It's sponsored nationwide by the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and already has chapters in more than 100 cities. Trish Semester from Muscatine is a hidden hero. She takes care of her husband, who was seriously injured while serving in the U.S. Army.
At the Foundation and through our recently launched Hidden Heroes campaign, our goal is to shine a bright light to our nation's military caregivers by empowering them, honoring them, and providing them with the resources and support that they need and deserve.
There are now an estimated 5.5 million military caregivers across the country. In recent weeks, city councils in Davenport, Bettendorf, Rock Island, Moline, and East Moline have all issued proclamations supporting hidden heroes. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.